You mentioned to quietly do what life asks of you, but if you attend to this first divine desire, you shall not want. So my question is, how can we know the divine desire? How do we tune in and hear the message from the divine and know it is not our own inner subconscious being heard? And also when what we want is to accomplish something for the best of a dependent and there is no other option. And obstacles need to be overcome to get there, How do we proceed? How do we lower the volume of fear or of the consequences of demands not being met?
See this, and God willing, you can. I feel a disturbance of some kind. Maybe I sense that there's something good, something higher, and I have a natural, innate, spiritual longing for that. Does the longing for fresh air have to be expressed in words? Or is the body naturally drawn to fresh air, to beauty, to sunlight? I have a natural longing. I didn't put it in myself. God help the human being who thinks that he or she is responsible for the longing they have for the divine. That's called narcissism. I have a longing for peace. And I know that there is no peace as long as I fear. I don't have to think about that. If I can feel the onset of a fear, a worry, or a stress, I don't have to think to myself, is that good for me or bad for me? I don't have to think to myself, what do I do with this thing that's hurting me, that's tormenting me? Because if I'm present, Mary, the action is inherent in the awareness, if I'm present. And there's no thoughts in awareness. Awareness may see thoughts float through. Awareness may feel the demand and the sudden seizure of one's attention saying, well, this is what you have to do, or something yelling at you or whispering, tempting you, saying, here's what you can. Awareness, all of that moves through it. And the very awareness of the content or the quality of any thought or feeling spells out in language that is beyond words the meaning and intent of every last one of those characters. So you don't have to think to yourself, what's the character of that fearful thought? Because awareness, as that fearful thought passes through it, knows everything about that nature. It is above it. And what happens, Mary, is you start with a thought, a right thought, a right wish. And then into that thought, then comes the next thought. Well, what about this under this circumstances? And I wish the best for a dependent. And I don't know what to do with the wish for the dependent. See, Mary, it gets all convoluted. K-I-S-M, chism, keep it simple, Mary. Keep it simple, Mary. So many times I talk to students and they're anxious about how to be free of anxiety. They're struggling, trying to figure out how to be free, not seeing that the struggle to be free is the resistance to their condition. And the answer to their condition is in seeing the consciousness, not trying to escape it. The reason the volume and the fear of consequences grows is because it's being fed by resistance, Mary. God doesn't shout, doesn't push, doesn't pull. God reveals the quality, the character, and every other infinite name that one can come up with of itself. As impossible as it seems in every single moment. So that rather than pursuing the experience of trying to create for myself a life, dealing with this fear, worrying about this, rather than trying to create for myself an experience that I recognize, I might add, I allow myself to experience creation. That's why no one can explain these teachings ever, even Christ himself. I am creation, not this silly man, not this brain, not this human heart. I am creation. And the more you know that, the more you never fear anything that this consciousness wants to create or fears that has been created, because you understand it is always and already being brought into this light that transforms everything into another form, another more perfected version of itself. And you're just the glad witness of this. Fear has no place. Anger. Consequences are a joke. Even though every day, time in our mind that we've laid out these points, always threatening us, consequence, consequence, consequence. God, what a world. Even just to put your first step into a world where you understand any time you have the fear of a consequence, you're in the hands of something that wants to destroy you. And I don't care what the consequence is. That's another thing. All of you, you have to get to the point where you actually say to yourself, I don't give a hoot about the consequence. That isn't saying I'm going to be irresponsible with my children. That means I'm no longer going to sell my soul to ensure that my soul goes on the way I've imagined it should in this journey that has been imagined by an unconscious nature.